ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके
भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 8. Prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Sailor. अभिद्रवति
अभिद्रवति
मां ईश
ईश
शरः
शरः
सप्त
सप्त
अयसः
अयसः
विभो
विभो
कामं
कामं
दहतु
दहतु
मां
नाथ
नाथ
मां
अभिद्रवति मामेश
अभिद्रवति मामेश
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम् अभिद्रवति मामेश
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
अभिद्रवति मामेश
अभिद्रवति मामेश
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
अभिद्रवति मामीश
अभिद्रवति मामीश
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
दहतु मां नाथ
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
अभिद्रवति मामीश
अभिद्रवति मामीश
स्तप्तायसो विभो
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
कामं दहतु मां नाथ
कामं दहतु मां नाथ मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
अभिद्रवति माम् ईशा
अभिद्रवति माम् ईशा
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
शरस्तप्तायसो विभो
कामं दहतु माम् नाथ
कामं दहतु माम् नाथ
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम्
मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम् अभिद्रवति मामीश शरस्तप्तायसो विभो कामं दहतु मां नाथ मामे गर्भो निपात्यताम् Amidravati Mamisha. Sarasaptaya Sobhibho.
Kamam Dahatu Mam Natha.
Mame Garbho Nipatyatam. Avidravati Mamisha. Sarasaptaya Sobhibho. Kamam Dahatu Mam Natha. Mame Garbho Nipatyatam.
Avidravati. Coming towards
Mam,
Me,
Isha,
O Lord,
Sharaha,
the arrow,
Tapta,
firing,
Ayasaha,
iron,
Vibho,
O great one,
Kamam,
desire,
Dahatu,
let it burn,
Mam,
Me,
Me.
Natha.
O protector.
Ma.
Not.
Me.
My.
Garbaha.
Embryo.
Nipatyatam.
Be aborted.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Translation. O my Lord, you are all-powerful. A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast. My Lord, let it burn me personally if you so desire. But please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. Please do me this favor, my Lord. Purport. This incident took place after the death of Abhimanyu, the husband of Uttara. Abhimanyu's widow, Uttara, should have followed the path of her husband, but because she was pregnant and Maharaj Parikshit, a great devotee of the Lord, was lying in embryo, she was responsible for his protection. The mother of a child has a great responsibility in giving all protection to the child. And therefore, Uttara was not ashamed to express this frankly before Lord Krishna. Uttara was the daughter of a great king, the wife of a great hero, the student of a great devotee, and later she was the mother of a good king also. She was fortunate in every respect. Can you repeat the translation? O my Lord, you are all powerful. A fiery iron arrow
is coming towards me fast.
My Lord, let it burn me personally. If you so desire. But please,
do not let it burn.
And abort.
My embryo.
Please do me this favor, my Lord.
Om Jnanatimirantasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Sāpitam yena bhūtale svayam rūpa kadā mayam dadāti svāpadāntikam vandeham śrī guru śrī yudhā padakamalam śrī gurum vaiṣṇavāṃśa śrī rūpam sāgrajātam sagana raghunātanvitam tam sajīvam sādvaitam sāvadūtam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha
ఏమహోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పరశద్రవేశతారిణే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనకారిణం వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహాబలాన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరకృషే నమః పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం ఆరాధ్య భగవాన్ రజే శయస్తామవిందనం రమ్యా కాచిదుపాసనా వ్రజవతు వర్గేణ కల్పితా శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ప్రమాణమలం ప్రేమాకుమర్తో మహా శ్రీచైతన్య మహాప్రభో రథమిదం తత్రారణాపర హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ కాంటో ఆఫ్ ది శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. We are about to hear the celebrated prayers of Queen Kunti. But before that, there is another episode which is being discussed. In the previous chapter, it was described that Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, had killed the sons of the Pandavas. And now, in this chapter, in the beginning, we hear that even though Ashwatthama had been punished in a befitting way, he still had not given up that passion for vengeance. So he wanted to kill the last remaining descendant of the Pandavas. And that descendant was still unborn. It was within the womb of Uttara, the wife of Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was the son of Arjuna. So he let loose a fiery weapon. And when Uttara saw this weapon approaching her, in great fear and haste, she approached Lord Krishna for protection. She was also, of course, a great devotee. And in this verse, she prays to Krishna, if you desire, she says, if you so desire, if you desire, let my body be burnt to ashes by this fiery weapon. But please protect my embryo, the child within my womb. So this is the prayer with which she approaches Krishna. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions something about Uttara. Firstly, that she was the husband of Abhimanyu, and that she should have also followed in the footsteps of her husband, just like Madhuri did. But Kunti didn't, because she had children. She had to take care of Madhuri's two sons and her own three sons. So she did not. Similarly, Uttara was pregnant at that time with a child who would later become the great emperor of the earth and who was also a pure devotee. Therefore, she continued on with her life. And she was responsible for his protection. Therefore, she continued on. Srila Prabhupada mentions here, Uttara was a daughter of a great king, the wife of a great hero, the student of a great devotee, and later she was the mother of a good king also. So who was her father? Her father was King Virat. King Virat ruled the kingdom known as Matsya. And it was here that the Pandavas sought refuge in the last year of their exile. The condition that Duryodhana had placed before the Pandavas was that they should be in exile for 12 years, and in the 13th year they should continue that exile but incognito, which means their identity should be concealed. And if their identity was at any time revealed, then they would have to repeat an exile period, another 12 years. So after keeping their identity open for the first 12 years, now they had the challenge of keeping their identity concealed. And because they were five brothers and they were distinctive in their appearance, so this was a problem. Finally, they sought refuge in the kingdom of King Virat. They came separately and they posed as different various personalities. So Bhima posed as a cook. So he got employment in the kitchen of the palace of King Virat as a cook. And naturally, because Bhima was fond of eating, he was also fond of cooking. And then Sahadeva, for example, became the keeper of the cows and bulls in the kingdom of Maharaj Virat. They all had skills other than the skills of just ruling. And some of these skills were just considered normal. Sahadeva came to King Virat and said, I would like to take employment as the keeper of your cows and bulls. And Virat wanted to know his CV, his biodata, what is your work experience? What is the level of experience in taking care of the cows? And Sahadev said that, I will show you certain bulls in your herd by drinking the urine of which even a barren woman will conceive. And then King Virat said, okay, you're employed. So anyway, that was a science. Sahadeva was indeed well known for that. In any case, one by one, all the five Pandavas and Draupadi, etc., they took on some of the other employment. And Arjuna became a dance teacher. So he became the dance teacher of Princess Uttara, who was the daughter of King Virat. So in this way, Arjuna became the teacher. So when Prabhupada says here, she was a student of a great devotee, Prabhupada is referring to Arjuna as a dance teacher. Arjuna had gone to the heavenly planets earlier and he had studied many things. He had received weapons, And he also studied the Veda of Sarasvatasi. So he was quite an expert in the art of dancing as well. So he taught this to Uttara. Wife, she was the daughter of a great king, so Virat. Virat was indeed a very powerful king. And he had the great fortune of serving the great devotees of the Lord, the Pandavas, in their crucial final year. Actually, he did not know the identity of the Pandavas himself for that whole year. It was only afterwards that he understood who these five people were. Virat fought on the side of the Pandavas in the Battle of Kurukshetra, and he, along with his sons, was killed by the Kaurava army. And therefore his kingdom had no king. So later on, Sahadeva became the ruler of the erstwhile kingdom of King Virat. So Uttara was the daughter of a great king, that is Virat. The wife of a great hero, that is Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was only about 16 years old when he was killed. And he was killed in an unjust way. Many, many powerful warriors gathered together to kill him. Generally, according to the etiquette and conduct of warfare in the Vedic culture, the warriors fought with equals. They did not fight with those who were inferior to them in strength. Not only that, it would be